Hello, if you can just tell me your name.
Grace Douglas O'Connell.
When did you live in Gilmington?
From 1917 to probably by the time I was 10 years old, and then we retired in Gilmington.
Okay.
Got a new home up on Frisky Hill with my husband.
So you were born in Gilmington?
Yes.
Okay. What was your family like when you grew up here in Gilmington? Who were your family?
My family was Mildred Place Douglas. My grandmother and grandfather were Jesse and Grace Place, and I was named for my grandmother. They lived on Crystal Lake.
Who were the most important people in your life as you grew up?
I think my Aunt Maddie and Uncle Will, that my brother and I lived with from the time I was 3 years old until I went to the first grade in the ironwork. They were not relatives, but they were people that my brother and I boarded with, and I think of them every day.
Mm-hmm.
They were wonderful, wonderful people.
What were they like?
They were just lovely people.
Okay.
Kind, thoughtful, loving. My brother and I were very, very happy living with them. And my mother had lost her husband and had three children to bring up. So my brother Clyde went to live with my grandmother, and my brother and I boarded because my mother had to work. She could not leave two children alone. There was no health care in those days. So we were boarded out, but fortunately we were very happy where we were. We had a very wonderful childhood.
Great. And you went to school at the Meeting House?
I went to the first grade in Gilmington Ironworks.
Oh, okay.
And I went to the second and third grade at Smith Meeting House. The fourth grade I moved to Amesbury, Mass. Finished my education in Massachusetts.
What was school like back in those days for you?
A one-room schoolhouse with eight grades in one room. And you strive to do better because if you were in the first grade, you wanted to be as smart as the eighth grader.
Yeah. What were some of the things that you learned back then?
Well, we learned especially geography, which I don't believe they teach anymore. We learned to read and write naturally. We had a very strict teacher, always, because remember, she had to control eight grades with different ages, so she had to have strictness in her curriculum.
Did you go to school for the same amount of hours back then? Did you go to school for the same amount of hours back then? Did you go to school for the same amount of hours?
I believe we went to school at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we got through about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
What were some of your favorite things that you studied in school?
I really think I enjoyed my classmates as much as anything.
Oh, really? Did you have any particular classmates that you were friends with?
Sybil Wells was I was very close to Sybil Wells. She became Sybil Bryant. She was younger than I and seemed to have difficulties with her health, and I always more or less looked out for her. And one time the teacher always seemed to be picking on her, as the expression goes. And this particular day, it was in the wintertime, and evidently we brought our sleds to school, and she said, you cannot use your sled today. You cannot participate in sliding or anything.
Uh-huh.
So I said to her, don't worry, you can use my sled. She always remembered that.
Were you friends with her even after school?
Yes, for many years.
Up until when were you friends with her?
Up until her death.
Oh. When you were growing up, were there any friends of the family that you hung out with or that visited often? Were there any friends of the family that you visited often as you grew up?
I remember going to my grandmother's on Sundays where we had dinner always in the dining room, always with white linen tablecloths. It was a family thing. And in the afternoon, we always had a get-together in the parlor of the home where we all gathered to... my aunt played the piano. My grandfather made violins and played the violin. And everyone sang. And that was a Sunday afternoon. There always was people pulling into the yard with their automobiles or their carriages to visit for the afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
And I remember that vividly.
What were some of your favorite memories from your childhood?
Probably my brother Lawrence. He was about a year and a half older than I. He always looked out for me, and I loved him dearly. He died when he was 73 of cancer, and I still miss him to this day.
What were some of the things you used to do with your brother?
Well, we all played together with other friends, and I can remember Halloween one time in the village when my brother, we were doing some sort of mischief at this particular place where the old blacksmith shop used to be. And somehow or other my brother went into the house and the man shut the door and we all were horrified to think he was in there. How were we going to get him out? And so we proceeded to make a lot more noise and so forth, and he finally opened the door and my brother scuttled out and everything, and we were so happy to have him back with us.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's fun.